This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now I'm seeing this. Ahmad Al-Iza, and it depends, you know, I don't know how you pronounce his name. Apparently purchased an AR-15 platform 6 days before he walked into the King Super grocery store yesterday and opened fire. He also reportedly had a semi-automatic handgun. So it sounds like he bought one in a pistol configuration because it had an arm brace. Now, given the Democrats' push for gun control since President Biden-Harris took office, not to mention the fact the Senate Judiciary Committee held hearings on gun control today, enemies of the right to keep and bear arms are in high dudgeon. Using yesterday's massacre as proof positive, now is the time to do something. And then we get this from Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. This is the moment to make our stand now. Today, our movement is stronger than the gun lobby. They are weak. We are potent. Finally, a president and a Congress supports gun reform. No more Newtowns. No more Parklands. No more Boulders. Now we make our stand. I can only imagine this guy has hypertension. Somebody even propped up President Biden-Harris himself in front of a teleprompter today long enough to haltingly read a brief statement from his handlers regarding the fierce moral imperative to enact a common-sense assault weapons and high-capacity magazine ban, as well as closing non-existent loopholes in the background check system. Then he immediately dotted out of the room because it was time for the Matlock Marathon. Then we get this from the Associated Press by Patty Nyberg, Thomas Pipart, and Colleen Slevin. Police on Tuesday identified a 21-year-old man as a suspect who opened fire inside a crowded Colorado supermarket, and court documents showed that he purchased an assault rifle less than a week before the attack that killed 10 people, including a police officer. Supermarket employees told investigators that Ahmad Al-Iza shot an elderly man multiple times Monday outside the Boulder grocery store before going inside, according to the documents. Another person was found shot in a vehicle next to a car registered to suspect's brother. Authorities said Iza was from the Denver suburb of Arvada and then engaged in a shootout with the police inside the store. He is being treated at a hospital and is expected to be booked into the county jail later today on murder charges. Investigators have not established a motive, but authorities believe he was the only shooter, Boulder County District Attorney Michael Dougherty said. The suspect purchased the assault weapon, their words, just 6 days before the shooting on March the 16th, according to the arrest affidavit released Tuesday. It was not immediately known where the gun was purchased, so I'm going to believe this was a legal gun. He went through a background check. Shooting came 10 days after a judge blocked a ban on assault rifles passed by the city of Boulder in 2018. That ordinance and another banning large-capacity magazines came after the 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. A lawsuit challenging the bans was filed quickly, backed by the National Rifle Association. The judge struck down the ordinance under a Colorado law that blocks cities from making their own rules about guns. A law enforcement official briefed on the shooting said the suspect's family told investigators they believe Elisa was suffering some type of mental illness, including delusions. Relatives described times when Elisa told them people were following or chasing him, which they say may have contributed to the violence. The official was not authorized to speak publicly and spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity. The attack sent terrorized shoppers and employees scrambling for cover. It was the deadliest rampage killing since a 2019 assault on Walmart in El Paso, Texas, where gunmen killed 22 people on a rampage that police said targeted Mexicans. SWAT officers carrying ballistic shields slowly approached the King Super Show, store while others escorted frightened people away from the building, which had some of its windows shattered. Customers and employees fled through a back loading dock to safety. Others took refuge in nearby shops. Multiple 911 calls paint a picture of a chaotic, terrifying scene, according to the affidavit. One caller said the suspect opened fire out the window of his vehicle. Others called to say they were hiding inside the store as the gunman fired on customers. Witnesses described the shooters having a black AR-15 style gun and wearing blue jeans and maybe body armor. By the time he was in custody, he had been struck by a bullet that passed through his leg. He had removed most of his clothing and was dressed only in shorts. Inside the store, he'd left the gun, a tactical vest, a semi-automatic handgun, and his bloodied clothing. Which is, that seems sort of bizarre to me. After the shooting, they went to his home and found his sister-in-law, who told them that he'd been playing around with a weapon she thought looked like a machine gun about 2 days earlier. A tapestry and a pillow blocked a narrow window next to the front door at the Arvada home, believed to be owned by the suspect's father. No one answered the door after several knocks, but young children occasionally pulled the pillow aside and peered out of the window. The two-story home with a three-car garage sits in a relatively new middle and upper-class neighborhood. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold identified the slain officer as Eric Talley, 51, who had been on the force since 2010. He was the first to arrive after responding to a call about shots fired and someone carrying a rifle. He was, by all accounts, one of the outstanding officers of the Boulder Police Department, and his life was cut too short. The other dead ranged in age from 20 to 65. The attack in Boulder, about 25 miles northeast of Denver and home to the University of Colorado, stunned a state that has seen several mass shootings, including the 1999 Columbine High School massacre and the 2012 Aurora movie theater shooting. Now, this is coming from the AP. Monday's attack was the seventh mass killing this year in the U.S. following the March 16th shooting that left 16 or 8 people dead at 3 Atlanta area massage businesses. It follows a lull in mass killings during the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, which had the smallest number of such attacks in 8 years, according to the database, which tracks mass killings defined as 4 or more dead, not including the shooter. Sarah Moonshadow and her son Nicholas Edwards had just bought strawberries inside the supermarket when they heard gunfire. Moonshadow told the Denver Post they ducked and just ran outside. Edwards said, arriving, police pulled up next to a body in the parking lot. I knew we couldn't do anything for that guy. We had to go. I still want to know what happened to that police officer. Was he moving too fast? I understand that you feel like you got to do that, but I mean, he was the one that could have, you know what, I'm not even going to go. While I'm sitting here at a loss for words, one thing I can tell you, there's no gun control, even bans, that would have stopped this, because that rabbit's out of the hat. It's out of the hat. Wherever there's people, there's going to be bad people, and there's going to be mentally ill people. And I'd like to know how this guy slipped through the cracks. I thought the background check system was infallible. That's why we need to have more of them. So. They also seem to think the assault weapon ban they had in place would have stopped that, except it wouldn't have. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. And we get this, come once again back to Boulder, Colorado. There's a few things that I'm looking at here that are interesting. First of all, there was an individual there claiming to be a journalist live streaming the event for 3 hours. And you should probably go watch that with a very jaundiced eye. Not because this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's doing some things that are very unwise. He's doing some things that are very unwise. We know that it took 4 minutes from the first call for 911 for responding officers to get there, which is very fast. That's really quick. Not to mention the police officer that responded initially that was gunned down. During this 4 minute time, though, this is where the problem comes in. Now, when this guy that was live streaming, when he went outside, when he came around the corner of the grocery store, the King Supers, there was one person down on the sidewalk. There was another person down in the parking lot. Just out in the middle of the street there, just, you know, shot down. During those 4 minutes that this guy was in the building without the cops being there, he began to hunt people throughout the store. This is where this whole thing of taking a shot and trained to shoot at 25 yards comes into play, by the way, because grocery store aisles are 27 yards long, most of them. Now, while all of this is going on, there were a group of people milling around at the entrance of this grocery store, not really aware of what was going on, although one guy who seemed completely carefree did point to the journalist that was there that was live streaming this. He said, yeah, there's somebody right there, and there was a guy down just inside the building. So I don't know if they were confused or ignorant of the danger lurking within the building. We also know now that this guy had a police patrol-type scanner, and he was trying to monitor the police radio traffic. And when they became aware of this, they moved their traffic to an encrypted radio channel as the killer monitored police communications and began to laugh at them. The YouTube video, if you watch the YouTube video, you will get a timeline for it. And based upon what some people have observed with the police response there, they're saying they don't look very impressive in their response. And that's because these police officers, unfortunately, don't get the training they need. Now, 10 minutes in, that's a long time. 10 minutes is a long time. They have done a study, and when these guys are allowed to operate in there uninterrupted, you're going to lose between 3 and 4 people every minute. So, there were 10 minutes in, and only now are the officers arriving wearing armor and bringing rifles with them. And even when they did that, only a few of them made entry. The rest remained far away from the entrance while the shots rang out inside the store. So they're listening to shooting going on inside the store, and a lot of them are just not going in. 20 minutes after the initial call, they used an armored car to bash a hole in the front of the store, but they didn't have the success they hoped for. They still didn't make entry to neutralize the killer and provide aid to the wounded that were bleeding out. 30 minutes into the incident, the police edged closer to the entrance using shields, but still offered no obvious aggressive response to root out the killer. At 45 minutes, heavily armed police got on the store's roof thanks to a fire department ladder truck. Shots could still be heard from inside the store in the video. And meanwhile, innocents wounded inside bled and bled some more. Finally, at 57 minutes in, cops walked the perpetrator out, handcuffed, out of the building, wearing nothing but shorts. Dude, it's stripped. They made the determination afterwards that he was the only shooter. We don't know when they let the paramedics in the building. Now, what's the bottom line here? First of all, these are very confusing events, and in the initial moments of an attack like this, especially when you have oblivious or stunned people loitering around the entrance of the store, you got to get your heads out of the phones, people. While you're out there going, "What was that? What's that popping noise?" If you find yourself in a horrific situation like this, it's a poor time to fire up your phone and live stream what's happening. And unless you choose to engage the killer, you probably should keep your gun holstered as to not confuse the murderer, be confused with the murderer. But with the gun out, not only will you have to worry about the shooters, but also the fellow CCWers who might mistake you for the bad guy, along with the responding officers. But at the same time, if someone had shot this crazed guy early in his rampage, fewer people would have been killed or wounded. So it becomes your call. So I ask you now, how many of you carrying a gun right now today are also carrying an aid kit of any sort? Any sort of a trauma kit? How many? Probably not enough. If you don't need to be shooting, you can be saving lives. And, getting some basic knowledge on how to care for a gunshot wound. If you can stop the bleeding and keep them breathing, they're going to live. Care for the wounded should take precedence over live streaming and internet fame, though. And the only thing that's going to stop a rampaging lunatic with evil in their hearts is to blow him out of his socks. In this guy's case, he was already kicking his socks off, so blow him out of whatever he's got left on. This will be used, of course, in this new push for gun control. But until and unless they ban your preferred daily carry, you should carry it every day. Every day. You need decent situational awareness. You need some fundamental tactics, and your sidearm will make you a lot harder to kill while allowing you to protect and defend innocent life. You are important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are speaking out following two mass shootings in the United States this past week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying the Senate won't hide and will put gun violence bills up for votes. However, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says
there have been deep-seated philosophical differences between Republicans and Democrats about how to deal with gun violence.
The Kentucky Republican adding it's hard to determine who will provoke gun violence. Two new treatments for COVID-19 are in the works. Pfizer says early-stage clinical trial testing is underway for its experimental oral antiviral drug. Meanwhile, Regeneron Pharmaceutical is announcing the results of a clinical study show its coronavirus treatment sharply reduces the risk of hospitalization and death. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new study may confirm what many of us thought lockdowns would do to our waistline.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Miami-Dade residents think the stimulus checks could be playing a role in the spring break rowdiness in Miami Beach. City officials holding an emergency meeting Monday and setting forth an 8 p.m. curfew for the rest of the month, as over 1,000 people were arrested over the weekend. Many people traveling to South Florida to escape the cold weather. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. All right, there's other stuff going on around. I think we've covered the atrocity in Boulder. Until we get some more facts on it, I'm going to let that sit. Here in my home state of South Carolina, in the State House, they've approved a measure this past week that would allow those of us who possess a concealed carry license to also openly carry in the state. But there were some incredibly specious arguments that were made in opposition before that happened. Now, I've already talked about a supposed civil rights attorney who claims that the bill would somehow be unconstitutional. But the bad arguments against this measure just keep on coming up. Like a guy named Andy Brack, the editor of South Carolina's State House Report, in which the journalist first tries and fails to tie the shootings in Georgia to the open carry with training proposal in South Carolina, before offering up this gem. And then, South Carolina Representative Philip Lowe actually had to gall to say on the House floor this week that open carry was needed because of South Carolina's heat. Opening his jacket at the podium, he said someone with a concealed weapons permit was carrying a gun. They would violate the permit if they took off the jacket because it was hot. And that's why open carry was needed. That's what Mr. Brack had to say about this. But he wasn't finished. Really, was he serious? In my book, if you have a concealed permit and you want to carry, you should put up with a little sweat as the price to pay to feel safe. Guns that are out in the open are much more dangerous than one locked away at home. So, if you're exercising a right that Mr. Brack doesn't agree with, you should have to put up with some discomfort. I wonder what he would think about a bill, you know, where everybody had to live without AC. And especially journalists. But the journalists, you know. It would be a good move for the environment to do that. And if you want to exercise your First Amendment freedoms of press, you should put up with a little sweat as the price to speak your mind. Now, he offers no evidence that guns openly carried are more dangerous than concealed firearms. He just knows he doesn't like the idea. Which I don't know what that says about cops. Or security guards. They get to carry their guns out in the open. Or the other 45 states where you can carry out in the open. Now, the chief proponent of the open carry bill is Representative Bobby Cox, a Greenville Republican who works for, and this is coming from BRAC, for a handgun manufacturer. His argument, equally as specious as Lowe's, is we need the open carry rule to bring us in line with what goes on in 45 states. Hogwash. Just because other states are doing something wrong doesn't mean we must too. Without getting too deep into that, I would say, well, if 45 states already allow for this, maybe South Carolina's on the wrong side of history at the moment. I mean, some of these states that allow it are like, you know, New Jersey, Hawaii. Representative Cox said, this is sending a message that these legislators and myself stand with the citizens of South Carolina to protect our constitutional freedoms. Mr. BRAC goes on, double hogwash. Citizens currently can legally purchase guns. Not having open carry does not impinge on their freedoms. Rather, they just have to follow reasonable rules, just as you do if you want to drive cars or live in a civilized society. BRAC may think it's reasonable to charge someone with a crime if they inadvertently display their firearm for a moment or two, but I'm guessing the vast majority of those who are currently in possession of a concealed carry license would disagree wholeheartedly. And the whole point of the open carry with training legislation is that the current law is not reasonable and establishes a crime that doesn't need to exist, which this is the way it works. If your gun shows, you can be charged with brandishing in some cases, depending on who charges you. It is against the law for your gun to be seen if you are carrying a concealed weapon. Then we get this from Representative Jermaine Johnson of Hopkins, South Carolina, painted a dramatic picture. Open carry, he said, is an example of white privilege. But any black person like him, a former college basketball player with tattoos who is 6'7", would be in real danger if he openly carried a handgun. He said, this bill as it stands will be no more than legalized hunting for black people. I'm sure, you know, Rick Ector open carries in Detroit all the time. What is it about Detroit that is so much better than South Carolina? Any part of South Carolina? What is it about? I'm sure that the crime in Detroit is worse than all of South Carolina's combined. That's an absolutely ridiculous claim, especially given the fact that open carry without training is already the law of the land in the vast majority of states around the nation. In a lot of states, you can openly carry without a weapon, without a permit. And there's been no problems or incidents involving black gun owners getting shot because someone spotted a gun on their hip and perceived them to be a threat. In fact, passage of the law would help to ensure that black gun owners don't face any sort of specious prosecution from racist cops or prosecutors for accidentally displaying their concealed firearm. Open carry isn't an example of white privilege. The right to keep and bear arms is the right of the people, all the people. And the legislation here would be a modest step in protecting the rights of all of those who possess a concealed carry license. But, you know, it's very hard. It's very, very hard to actually try to make sense with some of these guys. I've heard, you know, I keep going back to this Republican senator that I used to talk to on a regular basis before he had to go. And, you know, he had some of the crazy, first of all, he thought that open carry would mean that criminals could carry guns, or constitutional carry would mean that criminals could carry guns, except criminals can't possess guns. Not if they've been adjudicated and convicted as a criminal. They can't. That's a law. And I would expect a legislator to know that. The other thing he had a problem with was with open carry. He also thought that the cops would be confused as to who the bad guys are and the good guys aren't, you know? And that also is stupid, simply because how do the other 45 states do it? Normally, if somebody's putting grocery bags in a car and they have a gun on their hip, they are not committing a crime. They're not committing a crime. Now, if they're trying to stick a human being in the trunk with a gun on their hip, that may be another story altogether. But normally, you can get out there and you can make a certain common sense call based upon what's going on out there, based upon what you see. As far as I know, it is not an issue anywhere where they have open carry. I just find it sort of stupid, some of the arguments that they come up with, especially the ignorance of it all is what it stuns me. It's either ignorant or it's ridiculous or it's just absolute bile, you know? It's absolute excrement. And they sling it with impunity. I'm sort of surprised it's gotten as far as it's gotten so far. I mean, our governor says he'll sign it. Let's see if it gets to his desk. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Prior to yesterday, prior to what happened in Boulder, a curious thing was happening coming out of Georgia. In the wake of the shootings at the massage parlors, the press was taking a very curious position in explaining the cause of this. And it was not the usual harsh lecture about gun control, even though gun control was on the docket in Congress. And we're not being served the expected demonization of the NRA. Instead, we were being told, having it insisted, in fact, that this was entirely due to anti-Asian bias. Racism. Systemic racism, I guess. You know, I don't know. This claim being made despite the fact that among the 8 victims there were 2 Caucasians. It took place at 3 separate massage parlors, indicating locations were a major factor in the targeting. The shooter had attested that his motivations were rooted in personal issues he had with sex addiction and the inability to be satisfied at these spas. Which, that's a real thing, by the way. But race is being touted as the motive, and one race in particular is repeatedly spoken as the target. We next have the odd occurrence of the press turning its focus on one of the investigators. The lead sheriff in the case, Jay Baker, was found to have once posted an image of a gag t-shirt on social media, making what is interpreted as a racist comment about the COVID-19 virus. Later, over at Vox, Aaron Rupar made a disparaging interpretation of comments Sheriff Baker gave at a press conference, altering his words to reflect a sympathetic position towards the shooter. And the media ran with his falsehood, and Baker has since stepped away from the case. This reflects a notable insistence in the press, as the sheriff was in no way connected to the shooter, nor his actions, but they pushed this angle of bigotry towards Asians, since it fit within the narrative. Many reports are pointing out how Asians had seen a sharp increase in hate crime incidents over the past year, and they had a cause for this at the ready. It was President Trump insisting on referring to COVID-19 as the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus. That's it, seriously. Yeah. The media is pushing this claim that a designation of a viral outbreak has led to a mass shooting because everything is stupid these days. There is an odd desperation in this newfound blame as they abandon the usual suspects following a shooting. The assurance we keep getting, absent solid evidence, feels like there is a broader context the journalists are operating within as they're trying to sell this theory. Now, consider how frequently we've heard the Asian hate crime statistics this week, all while the past year, when we were told it exploded, there's been a lack of the same coverage in balance. If there has been such a blatant problem for a year, why are we only hearing of it now? And the basis of this may lie in the general election in November. Despite a Biden victory, the Democrats experienced losses elsewhere across the country, including more than a dozen House seats, all while seeing the GOP gains in state capitals. And a large part of this push came from a surprising rise of support of Republicans among the minority voting groups. Trump and the Republicans in other races experienced surging support among Hispanic voters, as well as significant gains among Black American voters. And there was another demographic seeing an uptick of support, which was Asian Americans. Democrat polling savant David Shore was interviewed recently concerning both parties as they were each performing autopsies on the 2020 election. He noted some of these trends and the way they may portend. He was pointing out some of the shifts in supports seen from 2016 to 2020. And he noted the Democrats lost a good share of the Hispanic support, Black support, by a couple of percentage points. He saw some trends about the Asian voters are as well. He said, the jury's still out on Asian Americans. We're waiting on data from California before we say anything. But there's evidence that there was something like a 5% decline in Asian American support for Democrats, likely with a lot of variance among subgroups. There were really big declines in Vietnamese areas, for example. Anyway, one implication of these shifts is that education polarization went up and racial polarization went down. This could be the tell to indicate the new focus on the group being targeted and Trump's name being invoked regarding the shooting. So, the press appears to be falling back on their tested tactic of using racial division to drive voter trends. And we're being told that the mere mention of Chinese in regards to the pandemic has led to all Asians becoming targeted for reprisals. And the fact they are using one country to be the reason all people delving from an entire continent are being racially profiled exposes some of the disparate thinking at play here. Now, Shore brings up the flaw in this methodology. The insurgency of college-educated whites within the Democrat Party is altering the minority bases. As the white leftists increasingly define the party's image and messaging, that's going to turn off non-white conservative Democrats and push them against us. And, you know, note the results following recent media efforts. After a year of Black Lives Matter focus, Trump saw gains among point-of-contact voters. After years of demonizing his immigration policies, Republicans have made huge gains among Latino voters as a result. And now the press is going to fall into that same trap. They seem to be turning to this same strategy now towards Asian Americans. And the results may be more surprises ahead for the Democrats despite these new attempts at division. Let me simply say this on this. They're pushing the racism because this guy was Caucasian. And they're trying to make out like he killed these Asians because of something Trump said. Now, you know, despite what some of these guys may think, whenever we see those kind of killings, typically it's normally coming from the left, like the Alexandria shooting. Who is a Bernie brother. And they're normally instigated by Democratic politicians. I can't think of a single Republican politician that has actually called for anything. And, I mean, when they get out there and they say that these things are the kind of things they're calling for, I don't know what they're looking at. I wish some Republicans would get fired up enough to go out there and say, we got to go bust some heads. I got no issue with them saying that. But we haven't heard that because they haven't said it. So it's basically a non sequitur. And all of these other things notwithstanding, it's just odd. And now I think they're going to pivot. I think they're going to pivot now that they've got Boulder because they have these two incidents here. And I think we should be pointing this out to them. You know, just the other day you said it was because of racism. We should be against violence. All violence. We should be against violence. I mean, there's this one politician out there who was he was talking about how he was getting death threats. And I think he's actually, yeah, he's a Republican out of New Jersey, which, yeah. Representative, what's his name? Van Drew. He got a voicemail from a man named John McCall, who happens to write in a newspaper there. McCall said on the voicemail, he'd do everything in my power to ensure that you are deposed, if not dead. And this is one of the congressmen that objected to the certification results. Said, as a member of the New Jersey Press Association, I'll do everything in my power to ensure you are deposed, if not dead. Anything that I can do to basically get you out of office, I will do. You are a traitor, Jeff Van Drew, and you deserve the fate of all traitors. The tolerant left. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.